welcome to another edition of San Luis Valley Voices, a production of slvoices.com, the voice of the San Luis Valley. Without further ado, enjoy the program. I'm Adam with SL Voices at the second annual charity poker tournament benefiting the Monta Vista Kids Connection. Let's talk with Anika Velasquez about just what this charity event means to Kids Connection.
So the Kids Connection Poker Tournament is our second annual fundraiser. We partnered with Three Guys Farms to kind of make this happen and bring some extra funds to Kids Connection so we can continue to operate and continue to provide the level of program that we have been able to give to this community so far. This year's tournament has an amazing turnout so far. It's more than we definitely had last year. Off the top of my head, I can't tell you exactly what those numbers are, but having three tables going this year is way better than what we had last year, so I'm excited that everyone heard about it and wanted to come down and get involved.
We even got a little competition going on this year, too.
We do. We have the mayor of Alamosa, Mr. Ty Coleman, and then our mayor from Monta Vista, Mr. Dale Becker. When Ty called and said that I want to get in on the tournament, or I'm planning on attending the tournament, I called Alex really quick and told him, guess what? We have Ty Coleman, the mayor of Alamosa, coming down to play. And he's like, well, we have Dale Becker. Should we, like, really promote this thing? I said, let's go for it. So I called Ty, asked him if he was okay with us kind of using them as promotion to get the event out there a little bit more. He said yes, and Alex gave Dale a call, and Dale said go right for it. And so we put up a poll on Facebook. Alex created a poll to see who people thought would win the tournament or had a better chance of going further. I don't know what the ending results were or what they were at as of today, but both guys are still here. We're going to break for dinner. They're both still in on the tournament, so we'll see how it ends up. There is a bounty out for whoever knocks out the mayors, too, so they'll get an extra prize.
Well, I can tell you, Mayor Becker is at our table, and he is just doing phenomenal. So, you know, we're, of course, being from Monta Vista, we're cheering for him.
I would say I'm doing the same. We had a little practice game before, and I knocked Mr. Coleman out. So I'm not doing too well at the table we're playing at now, but things could change.
Well, thank you, Anika. At this point, believe it or not, we have two mayors sitting with us, Mayor Coleman, Mayor Becker from Alamosa and Monta Vista, respectively. And I didn't say it that way because one's better than the other. Alphabetical. There we go. Mayor Coleman, we appreciate you coming by. You enjoying this?
I'm having a super fantastic time and really enjoying all the people. And it's really good to see the mayor out here from Monta Vista doing a wonderful job. And they have bounties on us right now, and he's holding them off on his table. I'm trying to do my best on my table, and hopefully he and I are a duel at the end when we get to the final table together.
That would be phenomenal to see. Well, I got to tell you, I'm sitting next to Mayor Becker here, and he is very much holding his own.
And I wouldn't say that good, but yeah, you know, it's great to be here for the Kids Connection. It's a great program, and I am always been supportive of the program. And Ty coming over to Monta Vista to play with us, and when Alex called me and said that he got both of us mayors here to duke it out, see who was going to win, my first thought was, doggone Ty, he's into everything over here. But you know what? It's all in good fun, and the ultimate winner of this tonight will be the Kids Connection. Whether Ty goes home with the trophy or I go home with the trophy or neither one of us, the Kids Connection is the winner, and that's what we want.
Absolutely. Now, I understand there is an online poll going on. Did anybody see that recently? I think you were ahead by about 60 to 40% or so, but that was sometime this morning that I last looked at it.
That's a lot of pressure you're putting on me right now because Mayor Dale over here, he has a big stack at the table, but like he said earlier, the ultimate winner is the Kids Connection and the programs that they have for the kids throughout their operating territory. And it's been said that it's easier to invest in a child than it is to restore a broken man or a broken woman. And what Mayor Dale and I are doing is trying to make sure that we get community members to invest in our young and brightest students here throughout the valley so that they can have a chance to be successful in their lives. And the Kids Connection is a huge part of that.
We certainly thank both of you for coming by. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, and have a super fantastic day.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Hi, I'm Martha with SL Voices, and here with Corey, the executive chef at Three Guys Farms. Corey, everybody outdid themselves tonight. The chicken was fantastic. The homemade sauces were wonderful. And the dessert, I'm not sure what it was called other than, I don't know, heaven, was absolutely fantastic. Tell us a little bit about how you decided about the menu tonight.
Adam, Martha, it's so nice to see you guys tonight. Thank you guys for coming out and being a part of this. And everything you've done for us is just incredible. You know, you can't ask for more when the menu just comes together and everything comes out at the right time. What more can you ask for, you know? Our spread was as good as any other restaurant in the Valley, I'd like to think. We take pride in doing as much from scratch as possible. We source locally as often as possible and work with as many local business owners as possible for both what we do at the farm, the pub, with freight. Everything we do is to prove that we not only care about our community, but we have a reason to be here. It's not enough for me to just have been born here. I really owe this community for everything that it's done for me. That really goes back to the cause that we worked for today. Can't even begin to stress how much they do for our community and all the kids. Everything's been a success by every measure, and hopefully we can do it next year, but bigger and better.
Well, you certainly outdid yourself. Phenomenal meal. Thank you, Corey.
Thank you so much, Adam.
We're back in the studio one last time with Alex Notov. Hey, Alex.
Hello, Adam. How's it going?
It's going great. How are you doing this evening?
You know, I can't complain.
That's a good thing. Who wants to listen anyway, right?
Exactly right. That is my motto.
That. We're having more of an open forum this evening. We wanted to kind of put a wraps on the charity poker tournament that you guys hosted for Kids Connection here in Monte Vista. I'm going to tell you, we had a wonderful, wonderful time down there. It was a lot of laughter. It was a lot of enjoyment that I heard, you know, listening to the other tables. And I got to tell you, sitting next to our mayor trying to beat him out was quite interesting. I'd like to get your impressions on the evening.
First of all, thank you very much for coming and enjoying yourself and, you know, just having a grand old time playing some poker and being in the company of good people, local community leaders. I think that's what this tournament was all about. It was getting locals together and having a good time. And I think you hit the nail on the head that it was a successful event, at least in that regard. We didn't quite hit the numbers that we were really hoping for, but that said, we wound up raising some good money for Kids Connection. We grossed over $5,000 in terms of overall gross for the charity. Of course, some of that is going to go toward expenses, but still, it was a successful event. We had some great sponsors. One of the winners in the final three, Marty Hussman, he was one of the company sponsors through Marty's Maintenance, which is a plumbing contractor out of Alamosa.
He was a tough player. He was at our table, too.
He kind of played aggressively at the right times, and I, you know, observed a few hands, and of course I dealt the final table and the final three, and he was a competitor for sure.
You said your attendance is up over the first year that you did this.
Yeah, our attendance is up, not by a tremendous amount. Our goal was to get about four tables, which would have been 36 players, but we did get 22 players. And you know what? I'm not going to complain. 22 versus, I think, last time we had 17, you know, five additional players this year. Hey, that's pretty awesome.
Let me ask you, can you give any insight as to what it takes to pull something like this off? I mean, it was well orchestrated. The food was prepared and there on time. And by the way, my goodness, those tacos were really good. And if you haven't had a chance to go get one of them Belgian waffles, you need to. But what does it take to you know, just a little bit of insight to pull something like this off? It was obviously a lot of work behind the scenes that Three Guys Farms did, you specifically, I know, and of course, Corey and Igor. There's just so much to go on.
I'd say that the key component of pulling something like this off, or really any event that takes more than one person, which is pretty much any event, is it takes a good team. And frankly, I'm very lucky to have Igor and Corey and everybody involved that helped make this happen. And, you know, it doesn't take me. It takes basically, you know, an island, so to speak, of people and partners and, you know, SL Voices, right? What a huge part you guys played in helping us get the message across and do it in a really awesome way. All of our company sponsors, they help tremendously. Corey's cooking is exceptional, of course. Igor is a great pastry chef. You know, Anika Velasquez and Jesse Varner from Kids Connection. I mean, without them and without their support for this tournament, we couldn't have done it. And, you know, that's just what it is. And, you know, they helped not only by being an awesome organization to raise money for, but they also helped by coming in and volunteering their time to, you know, help set up the tournament, to help tear it down. I mean, all of these things, that's the kind of stuff that you're talking about, the behind the scenes. As far as planning, that was tough, and tough in a good way because it challenged us to think differently from last year. Putting this event together for the second time around certainly allowed us to take the lessons learned from last year and make certain things significantly better. just very minor stuff like getting registration through a lot more efficiently. That was a tremendous improvement over last year. You know, having better advertising and a better approach toward advertising, that was huge. We also got very lucky this year with the fact that two mayors decided to play in the event. And that, of course, if that hadn't happened, you know, we would have still had a great turnout and still had a good time. But having community leaders be at this event allowed us to have tremendously more exposure. And I think for next year, that will reap huge benefits.
Yeah, I was going to ask, that's the next question. Do you guys, Three Guys Farms, going to do this next year, you think?
We would certainly love to, and that is our goal. So we're going to be, of course, talking to Anika Velasquez and Jesse Varner and other community leaders and figuring out how to make that happen next year. But we would certainly love to do this event again.
Which mayor got further?
So Alamosa Mayor Ty Coleman got further. He got, I believe, fifth place in the tournament, and that was cool. So the poll that we did on Facebook, we polled our community and asked, hey, you know, who is going to make it into the top three? Coincidentally, Mayor Coleman won that poll, but unfortunately, he didn't quite make it into the top three. However, he had a very respectable fifth place finish.
Well, Alex, we appreciate it, and I'll tell you what, we look forward to working with you guys again next year on this.
Right on, as we are with you.
We appreciate you telling your friends to listen to the podcast on slvoices.com and check out our extensive calendar of events, more listings in one location than any other website around. You can help spread the word, too, by liking us on Facebook and joining our page. Also, check out our Instagram page for behind-the-scenes looks at what we do. And please patronize our local sponsors. Remember to support the businesses here in the Valley. Most are owned and operated by your family, friends, and neighbors. We all love this area, want to see it flourish, and you can help by buying and supporting locally in your own and surrounding communities. Check back for another local podcast soon. Until then, this has been San Luis Valley Voices, a production of slvoices.com, the voice of the San Luis Valley.